The boy from Narrabeen, he debuted in 93. Now, it's come from Orford to Beaver. He got it away for Robertson, he got it back for the Beaver. Menzies has scored. Menzies is over the line. Stephen Menzies has scored in the grand final. His departing grand final.
Oh, and what a grand final it was. It was a belting. I can't believe he ever retired, to be honest with you.
I don't think he has.
But once he did retire, I never thought he'd get that headgear out again and be playing again. I think he's mad. Hello, Beaver.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
You're not the only one. There's a load of maddies playing in this Legends of League.
There is 90 crazy ex-Rugby League players heading up to Gosford on the 18th of November. To throw the ball around again and get out there and have a bit of a game. Different nines format, but we're there to have a bit of fun.
It's for a great cause, this Legends of Leagues Championship up there at the Central Coast Stadium, because it's in partnership with the Mark Hughes Foundation. Beaver, you played 500 games, so you probably need another one.
Well, I won't be running as much as I used to run. I won't be tackling as much as I used to tackle. And I didn't do much running or tackling, so there's a fair judge. Look, there's some great names there. Danny Badiris, Willie Mason, Wendell Saylor. I think Hindy's playing. Andrew Ryan. You're going to see all different levels of fitness. Cliffy Lyons is having a run.
Oh my God.
I'll be hanging around him, as you'd probably expect.
Yes.
Look, it's seeing some of your old heroes, your ex-Legends of League, get out there and have a really, really good day.
And I see Gordy Tallis is playing. You tell me he's not going to get the crazy eyes on when he's out there.
I'll be nowhere near him. If he gets the crazy eyes going, he will run.
You get that little bit of a white line and the poker machine eyes start rolling around in the back. You stay away from that. Beav, you're still pretty fit. You might be even leaner than when you played, are you?
Oh, I'm probably leaner. There's probably less muscle on me, but there'd be a bit more fat on me. I don't do too much fitness. We walked a couple of weeks back to Everest Base Camp with the Mark Hughes Foundation raising money. So I've done some altitude training. I'm not going to try and hide that for this Legends of League. That's why I went on the walk, to prepare for this.
Can you tell it, mate, again, this the Mark Hughes Foundation, and with the passing of Matt Callender, it's even a little bit more special as well and being to the forefront of our minds, Beaver. That was a significant walk to base camp, and you say Everest Base Camp, and I guess some people say, oh, well, that's pretty easy, but it was pretty arduous, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, look, it was tough. Yeah, it was sort of a 9-day trek. First 7 days were cruising. Look, it is tough, and gasping for air. The last couple of nights, once you're sleeping close to 5,000 metres and above, even just sleeping and getting around and, you have headaches and it really is tough. Your fluids is very important. You've got to drink like 5 litres a day. You're not really sweating. So it's a unique feeling, and you sort of push yourself to, 5,000 metres, which is a good effort. And then you see these guys that go actually to the top of Everest, 8,900 plus metres. Some of them built without oxygen. It's just, obviously they acclimatise, and that's a huge part of it. But still, you're just pushing your body, such extreme limitations. You really have a respect for those guys that did it, especially, back in the 30s.
Blokes who are Edmund Hillary, he went okay.
Well, he did, but I watched I watched the movie Everest.
Oh, many times,
Crikey.
It's great.
Well, it's a great
tragic
movie.
Tragic ending. Dear, great. Yeah.
How panicky do you get when you can't take that big breath in?
Yeah,
look, you do. And I think on the last night, the last two nights, I would have slept an hour and a half each night. And that had nothing to do with my roommate that was snoring. Snuggle into, it's cold, as you'd expect. You're snuggling into your sleeping bag. You've got two jackets on and you snuggle in and just using that energy, I'd have to sit up out of bed and take two huge deep breaths just so I could get my breath to be able to lie down. So it's Your body's just working hard. You can't just, when you go to sleep, you close your eyes, you relax. Yeah, at 5,000 metres, you close your eyes and you're sucking into big ones. You've just done a couple of hit-ups.
Yeah, well, a good experience, there's no doubt. We're lucky enough to be chatting with Steve Beaver Menzies. Steve, you're still associated strongly with the Manly Club. I'm just wondering, early on this morning, we were chatting about the likelihood there's a prospect that Mitchell Pearce could leave the Roosters and play in the halves, partner Daly Cherry-Evans at Manly. That'd be pretty powerful.
Yeah, look, it would obviously, they've still got Blake Green there. Something will have to happen in that realm. But it is very late on to be lots of players changing clubs, which has become more of the norm. But obviously Mitchell Pearce is a world-class player. I thought Blake Green had an amazing year. I think that was one of the reasons why Daly played. Was allowed to just run his own race, and why he had such an amazing year as well. So it's obviously it's up to Trent and the boys over there. I'm still involved in the club, but nothing inside the on the field. Yeah. So I can't give you any scoops or anything.
But he could fit in.
Well, I'm sure you'd find a place for Mitchell Pearce. Yeah, definitely. He's a great player. I think he's been one of the best in the competition the last couple of seasons. So it's I'm sure any team would open their arms for a player of the caliber of Mitchell Pearce.
Well, just when you thought that 500 games was enough to test yourself, you've done the Everest base walk. And now you're going to take on this challenge in the Legends of League. It's going to be up there at the Central Coast Stadium. We mentioned it's for the great cause, which is the Mark Hughes Foundation against brain trauma. And there's plenty of ex-superstars involved. We can wish you all the best, mate, on November 18 and suck in the big ones.
Thanks very much. I think I'll be puffing more on November 18 than I was at 5,000 metres. Come and see.
Good on you, Steve.
I can guarantee that.
Well done, mate. Enjoy it.
Cheers, boys. Thanks very much.
Thank you. He's still in pretty good nick.
He is. And you can go to legends, excuse me, of league.com.au.